98.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
While you are still standing, please turn your Bible to the book of Psalms 102. Book of Psalms 102, verse 13. I honor all of our ministers and pastors here. Pastor Reed, amen. Pastor Edison, Pastor Tinney. We salute you. We thank you for your faithfulness. Psalms 102, verse 13. If you find it, please say amen. Amen. The word of God said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yeah. The set time is come. Let's pray. Father, we are grateful for the word of God. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to this place. Lord, I pray that you speak through me. I pray that you glorify yourself in this house. Lord, I pray that you will touch our hearts. Speak to our mind. You are the bread of heaven. Feed us, O God. Somebody is here in need of a Savior. Father God, in the name of Jesus, send laborers into their vineyard. Let your anointing move freely, unhindered, without any interruption. In this house, in Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. You may be seated. I want to talk with you for a few minutes on the subject titled, How to Provoke the Favor of God. How to Provoke the Favor of God. Let me start out by reminding every one of us that the assignment given to the church is twofold. How many? Number one, we are called to evangelize the world. In other words, it's about souls. But that's not our only assignment. The second assignment given to the church is to disciple. In other words, people who are already saved or who profess to be saved, they need to be matured. It's not enough just to get people saved. They need to know who they are in Christ. So my assignment this morning is to mature every believer in the house. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to know there is something called the favor of God. You need to know how to attract the favor of God. How to trigger that favor in your life. It's not enough that you are saved. I know many people who are saved, but they are struggling. That's what makes this ministry very, very important. Ladies and gentlemen, so why are we teaching about favor? The answer to that is very simple. Man is limited. Every one of you that I'm looking at, whether you know it or not, you are finite. You are limited in what you can do. You need the favor of God in addition to who you are, that you can make sure your election. It is very, very critical that you understand, no matter how much education you got, no matter all the learning, how much money you got, you are finite. You are limited. Human beings, by default, as long as you're wearing this thing called earth suit, there's a limit to you. What I do here, I cannot do it in my limitation as a human being. It takes God's anointing over my natural being. It takes the favor of God. Sometimes people ask me, you meet people, you know, they want to know, what do you do for a living? And I will tell them, I am a television evangelist. That's a full-time job by itself. Then I will tell them also that I'm a college professor. Now they're getting lost. That's another full-time job. Then I would tell them I pastor at church. Now they're scratching their heads. This is impossible. Then I would tell them I'm a lawyer. They say, no, you got to be kidding. There's no way you can do all that. And children, I tell them I'm a businessman. How can any human being do all these things? There's a secret, children. Is called the favor of God. So my assignment is to help our young people to learn how to attract the favor of God, how to trigger God's super on our natural. What God has done to help his children, and you're one of them. He has designed system of advantage that you don't go through life laboring and stressing yourself. He designed a system to help you and me along the way. If you know how to access favor of God, or you learn how to provoke the favor of God, and trigger the favor of God and activate the favor of God. A lot of what you are stressing about, a lot of what I'm stressing about, will become a sweatless victory. Amen. So you need to pay attention. I'm not just trying to get you to heaven. While you are here on earth, I want you to experience heaven on earth. Amen. Amen. Let me warn somebody. Let me school somebody. Without these advantages that God has set in place, you cannot finish strong. Because you and me, we are limited. Life sometimes also can be very rough. Some of us can relate to that. Sometimes life will throw you a curveball. Some of us can identify with that. Sometimes life can be cruel. Sometimes life can be unfair. Favor becomes that which brings your life into balance. When life throws you a curveball, when life is cruel, you will need the favor of God. It is that which God used to create a balance to a struggling life. The Bible is full of people who has the favor of God. So this is not a theory. If you pay attention to your Bible, you see so many times people that had favor of God. For example, in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 21, God is saying to the people of Israel, I will give you favor in the sight of the Egyptians. So that's what he does. Because why? Those Israelites were struggling. Life was unfair to them. They were slaves. And God showed up and said, I will give you a boost. I will give you favor even in the sight of your masters. And then he told them, when I will get you out of here, you will not go empty. Make sure it's in your Bible. Can you read? I pray for every one of you this morning that in this year, you will not go empty. Open your mouth, shout amen. We don't serve a dead God. He wants to be involved in your life. He wants to help you and me. When I said you will not go empty, it means you can tell when you are walking in favor. You will find yourself in the right place, at the right time, doors opening up for you, God blessing your business. You are having what I call sweatless victories. We all need that. Say amen to that. Your hands will not go empty this year. Open your mouth, shout amen. While everybody is freaking out, while everybody is talking about inflation, recession, depression, it will not know your address. In the name of Jesus. Favor is what God is talking about when he said, I will give you wealth that you didn't need. He said, I will give you houses that you didn't build. Somebody shout favor. Open your Bible again to another example. Exodus chapter 11, verse number 3. The Bible said the Lord gave the people what? Favor. Make sure it's in your Bible. I want you to know who God is. He loves to do that. He gave them favor in the sight of the Egyptians. You keep on reading, then it tells you what favor will do for you. Because I just don't want you to know how to provoke it. is make an example. He said, the man, what's his name? Moses. He said he was very great. That's what favor would do for you. You ought to embrace this, not just for yourself, but for every one of your children. And I will show you how to trigger it, how to provoke it. To be honest with you, I will not follow a pastor that don't have favor in his, on his life. The Bible said concerning Moses, he was very great in the land of Egypt. That's number one. He was very great in the sight of Pharaoh. That's government. Number two, he was very great in the sight of the people. Triple favor. Everywhere he goes, doors open. The people like him. The government like him. God like him. And even Egypt like him. Favor is what the Bible talks about in the book of Psalms 23, verse 5, when the Bible says he prepared a table before me in the presence of my player haters. Ah, good God Almighty. Has nothing to do with you or me. God will favor you even in the presence of your enemies. Folks that are talking about you. Folks that are gossiping about you. Folks that are winking their eyes right in their face. Can you handle? My Lord, my Lord. So what is favor? I've been giving you example of people that have favor. But what is favor? This is where church people messed up. Religion has told you all your life that favor is unmerited grace. That is totally not true. This is why many Christians are missing out. Because they have been told you don't have to do nothing. And so because you don't do nothing, you don't have favor. So that's why the Bible says, in all you're getting, get understanding. The only type of favor or grace that is unmerited is your salvation. You don't have to do nothing to be saved. You just need to receive what Jesus Christ did for you. But where religion trick you is that now you think because salvation is free, everything else is free. No, sir. Favor is actually merited. There are things that you have to do to provoke the favor of God. I love my church so much. I don't want anybody to be left behind. Amen. I have a saying here. I will say over and over again for 28 years, I will see you at the top. That is straight from my heart. Amen. But now you need to know how to get to the top. Amen. Favor of God is available to you. But it's not unmerited. Amen. You have to merit. Amen. For favor. Yeah. Amen, somebody. Amen. Say, for example, In the word of God, he said, take dominion. But then it's not automatic. Then you go to Genesis. That was Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. But then you go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Then it tells you what you need to do to have dominion. He said, look, you got to multiply. You got to replenish. You got to be productive. If you don't do those things that he spelled out in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, you will not dominate. I notice, not trying to criticize the government or anyone. I've worked in various companies, and I notice my people are always giving the leftover kind of job. It bothers me. I have a holy anger because we serve the same God. We need to learn the truth that favor is merited. So first we need to correct our thinking to make sure we don't stay in religion. So what is favor then? Favor basically is divine assistance. Divine help. Let me try again. What is favor? It is when God is in partnership with man. Notice what I said. In partnership. That means you got to do your part. If you don't do your part, favor will not flow in your life. In short, God wants to participate in your life. He wants to participate in your destiny. Favor is not unmerited. Favor is merited. So let's now look at how this thing works. Open your Bible to the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 15. Now we get to the assignment. How do we provoke favor? How do we activate favor in our life? The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15, good understanding giveth what? So you have to have understanding. If you're walking around, you don't understand the word of God, favor would not flow. That verse continues to say that the way of transgressor is hard. Let me help my young people to understand the word of God. It's like two pregnant women. Just imagine, use your sanctified mind. Two pregnant women. The first one, his name or her name is Good Understanding. The next time you see Miss Good Understanding, tell her I say hello. And the Bible said a woman like that will give birth to what? Favor. Then there's a second woman that's also pregnant. Her name is Transgressor, Miss Transgressor. If you run into her in the mall, tell her you don't know me. And the Bible is saying to you, that woman will give birth to hardship. The problem with church folks, you are going around giving birth to hardship. What is transgressor? Transgressor is violations of the law of God. So as long as you major in transgressing the word of God, in violating the word of God, favor will not flow in your life. Guess what will flow? Hardship. See how deep the word of God is? That is why we have to study to show ourselves approved. Ladies and gentlemen, please be the other woman whose name is good understanding. When you invest your energy to understand the word of God, the Bible says you will always birth favor. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that means hardship in our life has an explanation. Amen. Hardship in our life has nothing to do with whether you're black or white. There's a reason, if you're paying attention to the word of God. Amen. The reason why you and me are constantly birthing hardship is because we're major in transgressing the word of God. The day I got a revelation of this, because I was living in hardship, everything I do flop. Everywhere I go, it fumble. I knew something would be wrong. There is no white God and black God. There is God. There is God. And he's God all by himself. And the Holy Spirit have to let me know, as long as you are transgressing the law of God, Mr. Joshua, you will always give birth to hardship. Not to favor. You see how religion has messed you and me up? Thinking you don't have to do anything. It's unmerited. It just come. You're right. Tell that woman that's been working for 30, 40 years on minimum wage and struggling to raise her children, there's something we have to learn to do. Amen, somebody. So if you are under the sound of my voice, whether you're watching me on television or listening on radio, if you notice a pattern of hardship, change your lifestyle. The favor of God is the number one reason why people succeed in the kingdom of God. Did you hear what I said? All people you see that are successful, they are not smarter than you and me. They are not better than you and me. The only thing they have in their life is the favor of God. So you and I need to do it. Notice in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, the Bible spoke about Jesus Christ. He said he increased in wisdom, in stature, and guess what else? In favor of God. Amen. Just think about it. If Jesus, the Son of God, the creator of heaven and earth, needed favor to operate on this planet, don't you think you and me need it? The Bible is not complicated. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, he increased in wisdom. He increased in stature. He increased in favor. Then notice something as the Bible say, he had favor, make sure it's in your Bible, with God and with man. Oh, I feel like shouting right now. So that means there are two kinds of favor. There is favor with God. There is favor with man. And you can tell. You can tell when you have it. Glory be to God. The favor of God will cause people. I was somewhere yesterday and I couldn't even eat my dinner. Folks, one after the other. My wife said, this person was talking and spitting on your food. True story. And I have to tell my beloved wife, I say, baby, I am walking in the favor of God. I don't know any of these people. And they're coming one after the other. You help my mama. You help my brother. I don't know them. There is a way that you can trigger and provoke the favor of God. You need favor to achieve your goals. You need favor to achieve your destiny. You need favor to provoke the hand of God upon your life. So quickly, I don't have much time left. Let me tell you how you do it. Pay attention now. Because if you are struggling again, I might get upset with you. In all you're getting, get understanding. The number one way to provoke the favor of God, be born again, comma, and stay born again. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Amen. Now put a period there. If you are saved and you step out of that grace, when you step out of the grace, you step out of favor. Many of you are doing it regularly. You have children that don't even care about God. And then you call me, please pray for my children. What is there to pray for? You have children that grow up in church and you watch them step out. When you step out of the covenant of God, when you get out of the ark, Mr. Noah, you step out of the grace. You step out of the favor of God. Be saved and stay saved. I'm trying to help somebody. Samson, step out. And guess what? He became a mockery. The Bible is not difficult. You're making it complicated. Solomon, step out. He was an embarrassment. This was a man that had so much favor. God gave him everything he needed. This is why Elijah said in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21, when he confronted the prophets of Baal, he said, decide this day, who you going to serve? He asked them, how long will you be tossing between two opinions? Some of you, you come to church when you feel like it. And then you wonder why you're struggling. You sign the check for struggling hardship. You got to make up your mind. For God I live, for God I die. It has nothing to do with who is singing. It has nothing to do with who is preaching. It has nothing to do with who is rolling the eyes. I love the Lord. I'm going to stay under the blood. And the world cannot do me no harm. Don't let nobody talk you out of this thing called being born again. Once you are saved, stay saved. Tell your neighbor, I got it. That's one way you can provoke the favor of God. Point number two, I'm just hurrying up now. How do I provoke the favor of God? The book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, gave you, I told you, you got to merit it. It don't come by chance. What do I need to do? It says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then, thank you, sister, all this stuff that church folks are killing each other for, all this stuff that they're jealous of each other, while they are making noise, you'll be trucking because you have the favor of God. You don't need to be a part of any mess. You don't need to be a part of any gossip. While they are talking about somebody, raise your Baptist hand and say, I got to go pee. I need to go somewhere before you all mess with my favor. I got children I'm believing God. I'm believing God for grandchildren. I'm believing for great-grandchildren. I cannot be a part of any mess. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All this other stuff. Yes, sir. I've been telling you the same thing for 28 years. You don't have to join no clique. You don't have to kiss up to nobody. Are you listening to me? Focus on seeking the kingdom of God. Folks will be watching you bless. While they're rolling their eyes, you marching to the bank. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Good God Almighty. I done preached myself happy. Another way you provoke or you activate the favor of God. The Bible says, if you are righteous, God will bless you with favor. Look at the book of Psalms, chapter 5, verse number 12. I want you to make sure that what I'm telling you is in the word of God. Notice what the Bible says. The Lord will bless who? The church members? No. The looking good? Almost hell no. The religious? Get a clue, baby. God specializes in blessing the righteous. Purpose it in your heart. Call me Methodist. Call me Koji. Call me Baptist. Call me Catholic. Church of God is Christ. Christ of God in church. Baptist 1, Baptist 28. It don't matter what you call me. I want to be righteous. I said I want to be righteous. You know why? Because I know if I would just keep on trying to do the right thing, God will bless me. Keep on reading that verse. Not only did God say, I will bless the righteous, he said, I will compass him with what? He said, I will surround him with favor. Favor is what will give you a job you didn't even apply for. Good God Almighty. One of my members was just asking me the other day to help her in making application. There's some website, it's where you apply for a government job. And she was shocked that I don't even know the website exists. And then she found out, oh glory, she said, this job, it calls for a counselor. I said, tell me about it. I said, Pastor, you're so smart. Why you don't? I said, I've never in my life applied for a single job. Not a single job I ever applied for. Every job that I have, somebody came. There's some people we call blessing helpers. I don't even know how to fill out a job application. And to tell you how scary favor can be, this sister girl then found out the person that will refuse her application, the person's name is Terrence Williams. Who is right here? Are you listening to me? Please, I'm trying to help somebody. He don't even know. Then he discovered he her own member, church member. Are you listening to me? When God get ready to bless you, he will bless you in the city. He will bless you in the field. He will bless you coming in. He'll bless you going out. Somebody shout favor. Another way God will allow you to provoke favor, because I got to stop, is when your heart is right with God. You remember a gentleman by the name David? In case you don't know, God said, I found me a man whose heart. That's right, Pastor. He didn't say David was perfect. See, you religious people, that's why you are messed up. Well, I don't go to casino. Why are you broke then? Why are you struggling? This ain't no religion. Your heart ain't right. David, some of you went to Israel with me. Till these days, 2,000 years later, they are still bound to David. They never buried him. His casket is still, you all went there with me. Surrounded by military, surrounded by priests. What did he do? He's an adulterer. He's a fornicator. He's a liar. Why? His heart is towards God. Let me tell you something about David. He never lost a single war in his lifetime. 100% success story. While you're playing religion, I don't want to drink alcohol. That's for your own benefit. Oh, glory. I'm trying to help somebody. When our religion, they say don't smoke weed. When I tell you don't smoke weed for your own good, that's not for God's good. That's so you don't fry your brain. Oh, glory. If your heart is right with God, let me show you what the Bible said. Turn to the book of Psalms 112. Beginning from verse 1. I promise I will stop. 112 Psalms. The first verse says, blessed is the man that fear God. Say, I got it. There are some winos on the street who fear God more than some of you self-righteous. I can say it like I feel it. Notice, he said, people that delight in what? In his command. Guess the favor he promised to you when your heart is right. When you delight in his command. When you fear God. Notice what he promised. Next verse. He said, your seed. Make sure it's in your Bible. This is the favor of God. He said, your seed. Translation, your children shall be mighty. Can you handle the truth? See, in their generation, your children will stand out. No devil can stop that when your heart is towards God. When you are doing your best to seek his face. Many of you, your children are messed up because you messed up. His seed shall be mighty. He said, the generation of the upright shall always be blessed. Go to the next verse. Verse 3. What did he say? Wealth and riches will be in your house. See, folks, they just want to tell you wealth and riches, but they don't tell you what you have to merit to receive that favor. Your heart. That's right, woman of God. That's right. I was preaching at homegoing yesterday, and the wife said, Pastor, can I talk to you? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I just want to thank you. I said, what did I do? I'm just ministering. He said, my husband is a very quiet person. He's not a perfect person, but he don't say much. I'm so glad that you speak out for him. He said, his heart. Are you listening to me? This is the wife who was with him for 61 years. She knows that man. She said, if I have $1 million, it's not enough for me to pay you for what you did for me. He said, thank you for speaking out on his behalf. You may not be perfect. All of us are under construction. From the pulpit to the pews. But if you would do your best, and your heart is right with God, he'll make your enemy leave you alone. Open your mouth, shout amen. I got to stop. Everybody stand to your feet. I want to open the door of the church. If you're here today, say, Lord, I want your favor. I want an overflow of your favor in my life, in the life of my children. David understood what this favor is. That's why he said, I've been young and now I'm an old man. Let me raise my hand and testify. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Their seed will never beg for bread. I want to pray with somebody. If you want that anointing to flow even after you are dead and gone, find your way to the altar right quick. Hallelujah. Thank you for favor of God. I was a fool. I was buried in religion. I was active in the church, but they don't teach me anymore. I got tired of religion. I said, no, something ain't right. Everything I tried to do flopped. And I was the musician, the music director. I never left the church. They won't teach me. I said, I'm sick and tired of this. So if you are tired of your situation, that's where I was. I got tired of it. I was born Baptist. I thank God for my Baptist background. They did the best they know how. They gave me the foundation. But I came to a point, I want more. Remember Jabez? That's what we're going to pray about now. He said, Lord, bless me. Can I get a witness? I want God to bless me. He said, Lord, put your hand on me. Sister Freeman, you're a lawyer like me. I don't want to go to court in my own ability. I won't make it. I don't speak good. I don't know enough. I need the favor of God. I was in court the other day. I saw you there. I don't know what business you're taking care of. I told everybody, I'm going to win this summary judgment. They said, what's your trick? I have the favor of God. I don't trust my own ability. It's not because I'm dumb, but I know without God, I could do nothing. Without him, I will fail. What school would teach me? Jabez said, Lord, enlarge my territory. Don't allow the enemy to get the best of me. Lift your hands towards heaven. Father God, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Thank you for the favor of God. I call for favor of God right now in the life of everyone before this altar. Glorify yourself in their lives. Glorify yourself in their homes. Glorify yourself on their job, in their business. Even me, Lord. I want your glory. Lord, show us favor. May the grace called favor be upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, shout amen. The Bible says in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe, and you shall have them. I don't know about you, I desire abundance of God's favor. You need favor. I need favor of God. I want God's super on my natural. So today, in the name of Jesus, I pray whatever is blocking your favor, whatever is blocking my favor, we remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We command every chain in our lives to be broken in the name of Jesus. We command every curse that is circling our children's children, be broken right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for a new season. Hallelujah. We thank you for a new season. Lord, send destiny helpers along our pathway. We command every helper assigned to our future to show up and show up on our job, in our business, in our ministry, in our homes, in our lives. Destiny helpers, come on down. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will bless your people. Bless them coming in. Bless them going out. The word of God said in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1. It says, if you will hearken to the voice of God, if you will be careful to obey his command, he said, I will set you high above nations. He said, I will bless you in the city. I will bless you in the field. But notice the trigger. Hearken to his voice. Be careful to obey his command. He said, then I bless you coming in. I bless you going out. He said, this book of the law, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, don't let it depart. It didn't say just come to church and shout. It didn't say just come to church and have a good time. This book of the law, don't let it depart from your mouth. Be careful to do what it says. Then, that's the trigger. You shall make your way prosper. You shall find good success. I speak great success upon your life, upon my life, in the name of Jesus. Every blessing that has been held up in the heavenly, I pray for a release right now. Release of miracle. Release of healing. Release of prosperity. Release of the hand of God upon our lives. I thank you for it. I cover your people.